Parshas Shoftim obviously deals a lot with the Inyanim of the Sanhedrin and so on. And last time we saw the Rambam, who explains the different parts of it. Now we're going to see Ramban, a very, very important understanding as to what goes into Sanhedrin and so on. So it says, the pasuk it says, Lo sasim and adavash gilchim min asmal. You shouldn't veer from whatever Sanhedrin tells you, right or left. In other words, total obedience to what Sanhedrin says. Vinyono, afilu tachshav b'libcha shehem tovim. Even if you think they're making a mistake, v'adava pashut beinecha, kashat yedeh b'yimincha smolcha, and it's obvious to you, as obvious as the difference between right and left, tase k'mitzvosim, you have to do as they tell you. V'altoma, don't say, eich ocha chel v'agoma zeh, ergesh anak yezeh. A person is going to have, like, he's going to say, I know it's chaylev. I know you're not allowed to eat it. How can I eat it? Or Bezin tells you this person is chayev misa, and you kill him. Avotoma kach tzivoy se'odin ha-mitzav ala-mitzvahs she'ezcho mitzvoysev k'chola shu'no'am l'fana b'mokma she'yivchar. Reinterpret what they're saying in terms of a mitzvah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says not to eat this meat unless Besdin tells you may eat it. The Torah tells you not kill this person unless the Sanhedrin tells you to do it. He gave me the Torah to be interpreted as they feel, even if they quote unquote make a mistake. That's a famous Mishnah that Rabbi Gamliel was at a Sanhedrin, Rabbi Yeshua was a Talmud. Was not on the head of Sanhedrin. Rabbi Gamliel told him they had a disagreement over when Yom Kippur would be. Rabbi Gamliel told Rabbi Yeshua that he must come to him on the day he thinks is Yom Kippur, wearing his weekday stuff and carrying his stuff and so on. And he came to him. Rabbi Gamliel was very, very taken. And he said, "You're my Talmud in the sense that you listen, but you're my Rebbe in terms of Chachma and so on." So the listening to the Sanhedrin is a paramount mitzvah. So when people ask, these are one of the areas where semantics and definitions are really important. If someone asks you, can the Sanhedrin make a mistake? So the answer is, it's impossible to give an answer unless you define what the word mistake is. Could it be that their reckoning of the halacha was wrong? Absolutely, because they themselves, there's a parhelm dava. There is a possibility. The whole Masechtas Horius deals with the Sanhedrin who makes a mistake. But is the mistake that they made a mistake? In other words, for the person listening to them, so the person listening to them certainly should feel that he's doing what's right. There is an issue with that, because then you do bring a carbon, and the question is why and how. But whatever it is, the Rabban says the person needs to understand it as being right because Hashem said to do like it. Lehavdol Aleph Avdolos, in a certain sense, can the Supreme Court ever be wrong? Well, the question is, what does wrong mean? Does it mean that a law professor sitting in school can show that their reasoning was faulty or they're not faulty? Definitely. As far as the law enforcement agency is concerned, the answer is no. Whatever the Supreme Court ruled is the law. That's that. Now he says a second thing. A person should also feel and believe that there is a Ruach Hashem, there's some sort of Ruach HaKodesh on those who are serving him, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will always make sure they don't fall into Tos and Michshol. V'lashen Sifriya filo marim beinech al yimin shu smol shu yimin shmalehem. Now, I want to discuss this point a little bit as is relevant to us. We don't have a Sanhedrin, so obviously we don't have the exact halachas as stated over here. But we have things that are sort of parallel to it, and it's important to understand it. when we speak about Skenim, Manhigim of the Dor, Das Torah, any of those topics. So, A, it is important that a Dor have Hanhaga, and that we listen to them, or else you have absolute anarchy and total chaos, and that's the worst case scenario. If everybody in Shul does the way they think is right, then you have a marketplace with everything that comes along with it. You don't have a shul, you don't have a community. So obviously, mitzad that, it's important. Certainly, if someone's telling to go even for a shalacha that you know to be wrong, you shouldn't, you don't have a shalacha. But generally speaking, if there's something like to stand on, you need to listen. So even if you would have thought, if you think the Gdolim's reasoning was off, whatever it is, if they're not telling you something that just clearly is an isser, then you should listen to the manhigim of your tzibur, simply because that's where tzibur functions. One, two, a person should have humility and always suspect maybe my math is off. If there are 100 people saying not like you, you might be right, but the chances decrease. And secondly, you also are not, you're an agabadaba, so you tend to think that you're right. And there's also room to feel strongly that there's hashgacha that leads their decisions. So you don't listen to this Kenan because Ruach HaKodesh. I guess maybe if you're Chassidish, you think differently. That's not, you listen to it because there's Kenan. You also need to feel that somewhere along the line, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a certain siyata shmaya to the people who have the chayis on the door. That complements the main point, which is listening to them. Okay, the next one is a chinuch, who explains also why it was so important to have everyone's Sanhedrin. You have to realize, not listen, disobeying the Sanhedrin when they paskened, based on the fact that you pass better, makes you liable for the death penalty. That's Zak Mamre. So if a person eats Chaza, the person gets Malkus. If a person eats Chaza because the Sanhedrin, he thinks the Sanhedrin is wrong when they pass it's treif, gets Skila. If a person doesn't eat something that the Sanhedrin said you can eat, because he thinks it's chaz, and he passes like that and acts upon it, he's also chayiv misa. So Zaka Mamre is a terrible terroranish. Why? So the Chinuch says, Mishrasha mitzvahs, the fisha deyaz b'nei adam chalukim zeh mizeh, lo yishtavu l'olam harbe deyaz b'dvar. People have different feelings, different opinions, and you'll never get everybody in the room on board with the same deya. V'yadea adon hakol, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows Shilotia Kavanas Suvei Torah Misuria Kalechot Vechnu Adam Ishish Kvi Sichloi. If we give over the Torah to be interpreted by the way everyone understands, Yifarish Kalechnu Divra Torah Kvi Svarasai. Everybody will interpret the Torah as he feels. V'yarba Machlokas B'Yisrael Mashmos HaMitzvahs. You will have tons of Machlokas in Kalei Yisrael as to what a mitzvah means. V'tas HaTorah Kekama Torahs. The Torah will become many Torahs. Because of Talvus and Samosayan. Alkein, Ushadon Kolachachmas, Hishim Torah Seinu Torah Emes, Ima Mitzvah Zois, Shetzivonu Lis Naigbo, Alpe Pirisha Mita, Mekulach Achmena Kadmena Shalom. Akadish Baruch Hu gave us the Torah with Torah Shabbat, with Torah Shabbat Peh, Uvachal Dorvador Gamke, Shenishma Chachomin Soim, Shikiv the Vesh of Mehmet Sifrem. And we should listen to the Chachamim who received this Torah. And they worked so hard to understand it. And when they agree to it, we'll be mechavim to the emes. But if we follow our own inclination, we're not going to see it. I want to add a point that he makes here that I think is really... another element that we didn't see from Rabban. I think that's important to understand. There are provable facts by the fact that it's repeatable. For instance, does paper burn or not? So we can have a machlokus on it, but we can take a match and take paper, like different types of paper and different types of matches, and they'll burn or they won't burn. And that's how we have a, that's proof. We can prove arithmetic by running the numbers backwards, forwards, subtract what we added, add what we subtracted, and we can figure out. So there, it's possible that there is an objective truth, and that's how it goes. There's something which we would call a judgment call. Does this fit the criteria of public need or not? Does this fit the criteria of shasatchak, nikkel ayin, all of those things that are the vast majority? The answer is there are real, each person's brain is different that way. So we have one extreme which has no, it's not even, by anybody's standards, not an objective evaluation. It's so subjective. So do you like this color, this nicer, this prettier, this prettier? Everyone understands it to be subjective. But we have something that we would call a judgment call. And that is, it's nominally an objective value, but it's that objective value is determined by a yardstick that's personal. So the halacha says that in the makom shasat chag gadol abit harbit tsar, whatever it is, this and this is true. Now, what constitutes that? That each brain is different, each person is different. Chazal told us, the Torah told us to go by the Chazal interpretation of it. So it's something which really even I can admit that I'm wrong. Not I'm wrong, but I have to listen to you, because what's called such and such a circumstance, that which is Sanhedrin determines to be such. So the fact that I see it differently doesn't in any way diminish from the fact that I could be minded that that's the way it is. Valderech ha'emes ha'shev ha'gadol lo'es ha'mitzah ha'mazal lo'esas meni minu smol ha'fedem ha'mitzah smol ha'svash v'min lo'esas mitzvah k'loima sha'fil yem toyim b'dove echon dvorim ein roi lachlok aleim avonasi t'lisa. Even if we feel they make an occasional mistake, it is appropriate that we do as they tell us. V'tov lisvol tos echot v'yakol misron tasen tov tamit. Better that we should suffer one mistake and we should all be given over, but we should be under their das. V'lo sheyasek echot v'daitoy shebzeh churban das chalei v'om v'efsirum hakami. But once it becomes everyone does what he wants, that becomes anarchy, and it's a complete churban. Now, the Omein Yonim Eli says, and therefore, Nimsar Kavanas HaTor Chachmei Yisrael, that's why the Kavanas HaTor were given over only to Chachmei Yisrael, v'nitztavu gamken shilo oylam katmo etes mecham kfuf v'katmo v'nashar sezeh, and that's why the miyot is always kaf of the rov, k'moshka safti sham emitzvus latas achiram. So, this is an area that I think is important to speak a bit about. When we look around the world and we ask ourselves which government is the worst, so somebody will say Syria was the most oppressive government, and somebody will say North Korea, and somebody will say this, somebody will say that. I think what history has shown us, or current events, as you wish, is that no government is the worst government of them all. As bad as Syria was under Assad or Iraq under Hussein, what you have now is 100 Husseins and 100 Assads. No government anarchy is a churm. Lebanon used to be an extraordinarily functioning country, worked very well. And then once it became anarchy, it became anarchy. And no government is the worst form of government, because there are no rules, no regulations, nobody knows what, and that's incredibly, that's a devastation of society. It used to be that a community consisted of many amaratzim and a rav. So when you have many amaratzim and a rav, then the people either listen to him because they were good people, or they didn't listen to him because they didn't care, not because they felt they knew better, just didn't feel like listening to him, which is okay. I mean, it's not okay, but it's not undermined. Today, Baruch Hashem, we have huge communities of Bnei Torah, quasi Bnei Torah, people who think that they're Chum, people who are actually Tamir Chum. And you have a sort of situation where people either know better in a particular situation, or they think they know better, or they're just trying to be contrary, and it's a churban. Sometimes this type of kehila structure where kaleida kuluk doishim is really, really a churban. Two points apropos. Reb Shneya Katlus Rav Bracha spoke in 1980 at the Knesset Gedola, and it was an evening where all the Gedolim tried to make takanas. And, you know, they had different takanas in terms of what to learn and so on. But Reb Shneya said something really remarkable. Reb Shneya said that they're beginning to make now a lot of Bnei Torah Minyanim. They should make the takana, absolute takana, every minyan must have a rav. Because the feeling was we all know just as well as the Rav, so what's the point of it? And it was extremely a prescient observation that what you end up is just not a community, not a tzibur. And that's a very I want to another story where you see how important it was to keep covered of Rabbanis. There was a town in Lithuania where the Baal Batra didn't particularly like the Rav, and a lot of friction. And one day the Rav paskin, and he forgot a shach, a mefurish shach. And Baal Batra were thrilled. Now they will be able to get rid of him, tear it to pieces, and so on. So they innocently sent the Shaila about this to Rebbe Yitzchak Elchanan. Rebbe Yitzchak Elchanan was the Gadol HaDor, he was the Paiskar HaDor. He was in Kavna, the Rav in Kavna, and Rebbe Yitzchak Elchanan, they figured, you know, would paskin, and then they would tell him that the Rav passed my cat, and that would begin the process of removing him. Ritzker Khanna was nobody's fool, and he looked at the Shaila. He sent them back the tshuva, like the Rav paskin. And then a day later, he sent a second letter that I made a mistake, I overlooked him before Shashach, and Alok should be like that. So that way, so what would Baba think come with a taina to the Rav that he forgot the Shach? So the Rav Elchanan. Secondly, you know, and he didn't want to leave them with a bad Alok, obviously he didn't want to go down posterity, not like, so that was the way how he got around it. But that was an incredible wisdom. First of all, he said, why did he ask me to shout not the Rav? Obviously there's an end run being done around the Rav. Secondly, he recognized that even if the Rav made a mistake in the Shach, but if he allows the community to evict the Rav, it will become anarchy. Less than less time is worse than anything else. That's what he says over here. It's better we should be civil, one mistake, than a total destruction. And then he brings V'aderech inzeshet tevunai lav afasha kodacha shibo metziv sepek azov. So you have over there the famous story with the Tanur Achnoi, where they were very, you know, there was Machlok Reb Eliezer and everybody else, and Reb Eliezer was put into Cheirim, and Reb Eliezer had brought proofs that he's right from the fact that all sorts of Nisim, that Min HaShemayim, they agreed with him. Ivan Basco came out, so Eliezer is right. And Amr Sham asked Reb Nassim Eliyo, says Reb Nassim Eliyo, Amalei told him, my Obed HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shaita, what's HaKadosh Baruch Hu doing now? Amalei Chiyech, he smiled, V'Amalei said, it's Chuni Banai. My children got the better of me. She is Sameach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Al Shehoye Banav Holchim Midach HaTorah Mitzvayis Latzach Rabam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was happy that they actually followed Achrab Nahatos. Mashomer Nitzchuni Banai. What does it mean, Nitzchuni Banai? Cholilo is Nitzachon Fanu Baruch Hu. Doesn't mean they got the better of me. Apirish HaDavahu Al Inyan Zeh. שמחלויקס הזה של רב אלעזר מחבר ואמסק רב אלעזר וכתיבה הבאסקל שחרר כמויסוי. The truth was רב אלעזר was right. ואף על פי שאמס איתו בזנין לו, he was right. וישם פלפל החברו, לא יורדו לסוף דייתו. They did not understand it. ולא רוצה לא לסוף דבר, אבל לך באסקל. So they, because they didn't understand it, they did not want to listen to באסקל. והביאו ראיים מן הדין הקבוע בתורה, ששפסון הלך סחרבם, לעולם היום האמס אפילו טועים. So they proved their point, saying, listen, הלוך איזה גו אחרבם, and אלוהי בשמיים, and so on. So, ועל זה הישב הבירו ניצחו נבונה, that's, regarding that, is where הקדוש ברוך הוא אומר, כלומר, אחר שהם נויטים דרך האמס, שבלזה הוא היה מחבם בזה, עשה אמס ולא יהיהם, ואם בוים עליו מכוח מצס התרס, את ויסן שמואל הרויב לאילום, אם כן על כל פונים יש להויד את פעם הזו, יש בדבריהם שתהיה אמס נדרס, והרי זה כאילו בל אמס נצח. So he says, ניצחוני means, I am granting them status as if they had bettered me. In other words, in the same thing like I said over here, it doesn't mean that they outsmarted me, but they were koveya the halacha like them, which is appropriate. Being koveya the halacha like them is something that was right in the circumstances, and that's why they and that's why Kadosh Baruch Hu granted them right. One more piece here. This is a drasha Haran, va'amroid, and he deals with the musig ve'elu l'kidim v'chayim. Va'amroid bale asufis el tamin chachamim sheyoshem asufis asuz asmi torah. La lemetam la metaran la pesan la machshirin ala oizan la matirin. Shematoyim ahoyel va'lo lemetam va'lo lemetaran hekun la metorah ma'ata. Tam lo manitim or echad kulam parnas echad amram piyadon kol ha'maisim. So it says. There's a pasuk that says, it speaks about Bala Asufos, and the Gemara dashes it that these are Timei Chachamim. They sit and they argue about different parts of Torah, and we sit and wonder how could this be one Torah when you have so many people with so many different opinions. And you should know they all came from one shepherd, from one parnes, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, it's in other words, the Chazal seems to be addressing this point of having many different opinions. How could it emanate from one? V'zein yitzarech iyun, he says, Eich neymar sheshtei kitas ha-machloikas neymar lo-moish b'yagvura. How can you say that both of these HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu? Sham and Hillel argue how much of a shear is needed to give challah from a kava kabayim. So it must be one of them is right, one is wrong. So what does it mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu said both? I mean, it's not something you can fudge, it's either this or that. Avlinya Kenu, Shedova Yadua Shekalta Shekhsav Shalpedim Slam Moshe. All of Torah was given to Moshe. And he brings the Gemara Megillah, Malamit Shehya HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe Diktukai Seifrim. Diktukai Seifrim is the Machloikis, Nechluki Svaris. And Moshe learned all of these machlokas below hachro kol machlokas machlokas befrat. He did not give over what the halacha is. So the Ran says an incredible chiddush. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Moshe Rabbeinu the different studim. Avol mosel leklal shebo yivada emes v'achrav lahatis. V'chein leisosu v'nadavish yegidu lecha. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Moshe the different studim that are appropriate and the key for decision making, which is Achrav Nahatis. V'chein l'sasun adobah shegiloch, u'kshir roba makzion chom, im yochid etz rabim, o'yikom alokid ben rubim. Im rab etz rani yochid etz yochid, v'anil chach mudar hu, shakwa nimsru achro aleihem, and so on. So he says, this became the key for resolving his machlekes. Harei, so the Chachmadors have the ability to decide his machlokas, even if the previous ones are bigger than them. So we have the klal of Achrav Nahatos of the Chachmador Ahu, that they determine what the halach is. He then brings the story of the Tanur Achnoi that we just saw about Rabbi Eliezer Gadol, that even though Rabbi Eliezer Rabbi Eliezer understood better them, was more right than they were, the halacha was like them. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu never gave it us as halacha psuka. and therefore, if they felt it was tamei, even though they realized that there's some objective place where they're wrong, they needed to do as their seichel went. Shachro nimsach hamadurs v'asher yaskimu heim hu asher tzibur Hashem, and it's whatever they said that is Hashem said. Let's give a simple example. Imagine a teacher. Let's say you're trying to teach a child to be independent. So he has a decision to make. So you're willing to help him and to say, I think that this would be the wisest course of action. But you want the kid to do what he thinks through and does by himself, even if there be consequences. So if you ask yourself, which is the wiser course of action? The one I told you. What is the course of action I want to take? The one that you determined. And then he brings another Gemara like this, where there was a machlokas about Baharis Kaid Masar Love and Tommy or not. Same thing, the machlokas in this world, the world to come. Finally, the Ran says, Avla Godazum is special Dashaka Sabnu. Ime Yoisim Yoidim, She Sofik Tohor Alder Chemis, I Armor Tommy. She Meacha Shachroas Hatera, Nimsa Machayem Vesichlam, I Machayab Latame, I mean, Roshi Tommy Pushapan Emis, She Kem Machayab Sechanushi. Even though in an abstract way, in a conceptual way, they were wrong, but once they decided this is right, that became right. And the other ones, even if they say emes, it's not appropriate that we do like them. Just like the Machlokes Rabbi Eliezer and Chachamim. There was no suffix what Hashem holds. It's not that he knew the emes as emes. The skapik was a kosafim. They were very clear that if a sifter kia holds differently, they are quote unquote right. Ela shechriya shaseichol the mechayif yator v'amidish reshem l'tayer. The hachro was that they are chayif to do as seichol, as their seichol dictates. Umasha hoy mitam lo yirak mikoytze seichol v'arach seichol ushi amesrashem l'imatayr v'chayem. So therefore, the Torah itself says that do as your das is machriya. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the different studim, and Moshe Rabbeinu, and each door, the people had to do as they do. I want to add one more point to this. He says he gave different studim. In other words, not everything that every idiot thinks is a tzad in Torah. If somebody comes along and says he thinks that a sroigim should be pink, it's much nicer, much more, maybe, I guess, women or rights or whatever it is, that's not a deya. In other words, there has to be studim that are Torah studim. And that was given me Sinai, the studim that are emes. The halacha is whatever das adam is machriya between the tzadim and by roiv, and that's what halacha is. Okay, we'll hold it here. Okay, thanks.